Blog Talk Radio.
God's Rainbow Ministries presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. We have Dr. Pastor Kent here. We have Pastor Leroy. Hopefully, Pastor Beal will join us in just a few. All righty. Well, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we come before your presence with a thanksgiving and rejoice that you are with us on earth. Even though we may have struggles and temptations, even though problems crowd in upon us, we know that you are in our hands and everything must go according to your will. So hold us securely in your hand. Help us to bear all that we find hard, for we know you are in control and you lead everything to a good end. The darker and more difficult it may seem, the more clearly your hand will reveal the victory in those whose lives were founded in eternity, whose lives cannot end in sorrow, but will end in your glory. And we pray this in the mighty mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Oh, well, let's get into the message with Dr. Pastor Kent. Amen. All righty. And let's bring on Pastor Leroy. Hey, Pastor Kent.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you doing today?
Very sore.
Oh, sorry to hear that. All righty. Well, we got a great message from Pastor Pastor Kent. He did one yesterday on his show, and you can catch that at 563-999-3498, and that's Father's House with Pastor Kent. All right. Okay, Pastor Kent, you can go into your message.
Okay, I wasn't sure if he was ready yet or not. The message tonight is titled, "Tis Love True." Many of us have been asked this question as pastors. Is love really true? Does true love exist? Does it really happen? Well, we're going to examine that a little bit tonight. And if you're on this show, you won't have to catch my show on my channel. There is other messages there. Feel free to look us up, as Pastor Ken mentioned. It's called Father's House, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. Love, as a word, describes an emotion with vastly different degrees of intensity. We can say that we love ice cream, we love chocolate, we love pledge, we love to pledge our love to our husband or our wife until our dying breath. Love is one of the most powerful emotions we can express and experience in our lifetime. Humans crave love from the moment of existence, and the Bible tells us that God is love. So we have to be very careful on this. For Christian believers, love is a true test of a genuine faith. I don't know why that's echoing. Ugh. Sorry. I have my phone on and my headphones in, and it's being a goofball. So, there are four unique forms that are mentioned in the Bible that we're going to talk about. There is more. There is actually seven. But the three, or the four that we're going to talk about is Eros, Storge, Philae, and Agape. We will explore these differences of love, characterized by romantic love, which is Enos love, storage love, which is family love, brotherly love, which is Philae love, and, of course, the divine love from God is Agape. What does the Bible say about Enos love? There are many verses in the Bible about Enos love. You can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and read about Adam, Seth, and Enos. Or you can read in Genesis chapter 4, verse 26 says, "There was also born to a a son to Zeph, and they named him Enos. The man began to call on the Lord's name. This is a very poetic love, if you will. It can be a poetic love between a couple. It can be very poetic. When two people are together and they do the deed, it can be very, very intoxicating. And as a result, children can be born. We can also look at Luke 3, verse 38. The son of Enos, the son of Zeph, the son of Adam, the son of God. So you see, this love is a pattern. And we can make a pattern throughout our lives of craving the wrong kind of love. As I mentioned, Enos love is like a fornication, a sexual love. Can be referred to that. It can also be a romantic love. The term ordinarily from the mythological Greek goddess of love. It refers to sexual desire, physical attraction, and physical love. Sexual desire is bad. Physical attraction is okay. And physical love with God is okay. And it's acceptable. Now, we're going to look at family love. The topic or the The verse that I chose for this one is Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. It's jealousy unyielding. As the grave, it burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. This is a love, and this love is talking about the love that we have for our families, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters. This is a very strong love, and over years, it grows. It begins to become more and more predominant in our lives. What the most important thing about storage love is it's never, ever, ever unforgiving. You take this love. How many times has a family member hurt you? But yet, because they're a family member, you let that go. You allow that to happen. Because we've all heard the old saying, blood, then water. And it's very important that we understand how important this is. Because if we look in the Ten Commandments, we can see that Exodus chapter 20, where it says the Ten Commandments, and the verse is to love your father and mother so that the days may be long upon the land. You see, out of all the commandments and all the laws, this is the only one that comes with a promise. This we have to remember, that that's so important, that if we love our mothers and our fathers as Christ loved us, that love will grow over years, and it will never get old. Now, we're going to look at Philae love, or Philippi love. This is a love between brothers and sisters. And I don't mean family. I mean outside family. And a lot of times, fala'i love can be more inviting than our own family, because a brother who truly loves us or a sister who truly loves us will not ever, ever judge us. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily argued. It keeps no record of wrongs. That scripture is from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 5. Now, if you really want to do a study on this, you can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and read the whole chapter. It's very, very specific on what this kind of love is all about. Now, we're going to look at agape love. And this is a love of our Heavenly Father, our brothers and sisters in heaven, in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the highest of the four. In the Bible, this term defines God's immeasurable,
incomparable love for mankind. It is divine love that comes from God. Agape love is perfect and unconditional, sacrificial and pure. Our Messiah demonstrated this kind of love, this divine love, to his Father and to humanity in a way he lived and died. You can go
to Jude chapter 1, verse 12, and it says, these people are blasphemers that are love. Cease eating without and slightly gleaming shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blowing along the wind, and autumn trees without fruit and uprooted. They're twice dead. If you do not have this kind of love, or at least a portion of it, your words, I love you, are worthless to our Father in heaven. 2 Peter 1, verse 7 says, and to goodness, maternal affection, and to maternal
affection, love. You see, that said twice for a reason. Our Father in heaven expects us to have a maternal love towards us. After all, fathers
can understand
the self-wavering perspective
thing
he did
when he allowed his son to come down here and die on the cross for us.
How important is all of us want to love? We want to be generous, forgiving, compassionate, enough to love people unconditionally.
But no matter how hard we try, somehow we fall short. Our humanness gets in the way. We can love, but we can't do it perfectly. We can learn the secret of loving like Christ did by abiding in him. Many of us ask, can you find this love anywhere? No, you can't. This love is specifically given and sent from heaven above.
It's the only way that we can do this. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 13, and in the New King James Version is this: and now, by faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest love is devotional, about the importance of developing
faith, hope, and love
in our Christian character. This is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
So, how do we find this love? You say, Brother Hopper, you're telling us that we can love like Jesus, but you're not telling us how. Well, wakey, wakey, soul erodi, wake ears. Wake up, soul. Open your ears, heart. Listen. Go to Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40. This is just after the Sermon on the Mount.
And Jesus is asked by the Pharisees and the religious
leaders of the day and lawyers and
high-class people that are there, and they said,
Teacher,
what is the greatest commandment in the law? I'm sure. You know, I can get a visual picture of this. And Jesus standing there, sort of gloomy, and saying, you are such fools. But he replied calmly and said this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Some versions say mind. The version I chose is a New International Version, which says mind. 38 goes on to say, this is the first greatest commandment.
But see, he didn't stop there.
He continues with this. And the second
is like
unto the first,
or like
to the first, love your neighbor as yourself. And he finishes this with clarifying what the prophets and the law said, and combining the two. If you look at
Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments are, you will find the first five commandments in that statement. Love the
Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And you'll find the last five commandments in this, that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves.
And Jesus simply put it this way:
and the law and the prophets hang on these. If you have any idea how to read the Bible, read it devotionally, and you'll find the answer. God is all about love. He loves the people of God. He loves that crucified him, those who see him, those that spat upon him, those that with him. He loves them all. And I was not born yet. And yet, he loves me too. And just so you know, he loves you all as well, equally. Because John 2:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
God did not come here
to rule this world. He come here to save
the world. He come here to save our wretched, putrid, disgusting, vile, sinful self.
This is unconditionally, overwhelmingly,
the greatest love that you can
ever feel. And I'm sure many of us have been with people that we absolutely adore and love, but yet he loved us more than that. I love my wife with all my heart.
With everything in, with every beat, I love her more. And I'm sure anybody in a relationship can say the same thing. If you love your partner each and every day more. That's all part of what true love is all about. So in closing, love true? Short answer? You bet your bump if it is. What do you got, Ken?
Ah, that was a great sermon there. Thank you. About the different kinds of love. Amen. All right. Well, I got some callers here. I think they want to talk to you about it. We got a bunch of callers. Oh, okay. Let's bring on Cobra Jeff at 585. I think that's Cobra Jeff.
Hey, Ken. How's it going today, bud? How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. It's been a godly day. Did some work around the house. Actually getting ready to buy my plane ticket to come on down and help you with your trike. But I actually have a question for Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
Now, with what you just stated about the different types of love, I know it says, you know, love thy mother and love thy father and everything like that, but what does the Bible say about loving thy stepmother?
Well, are you married to your wife? Of course. Is she part of the family? Of course. Does that make her a mother? Absolutely. If you don't love your mother-in-law, and I realize that there are many people in this world that don't get along with their in-laws, mother-in-law, father-in-law, they don't get along with them. But you know what?
But not,
I'm
my,
sure
not
we've all heard the old saying.
Kent's
I'm sure we've
stepmother.
All heard the old. Yes, I understand that. And I'm sure we've all heard the old saying, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I've
heard that saying. And then happy husband, no divorce. You know, I've heard that saying too. But
yeah.
So okay. Now loving thy, so it's okay to love thy stepmother, correct?
You should, yes. But I understand we're humans. Okay, there's differences of opinion. There's problems. There's issues. She may not like you. She may not tolerate you. She may not think you're good for her. Well, you know what? It also covers that in the Bible where it says, "Pray for your enemies."
Well, she does think I'm good for her. Absolutely. She thought many times I was good for her. You know, and I do love thy stepmother. I used to love my stepmother quite a bit back in the day until my father, you know, didn't approve of it anymore, actually. My father got in the way and said, I don't want you loving your stepmother anymore.
So, whose life is it?
Well, it's my dad's wife, but he didn't want me to love her anymore.
No. Whose life is it? Is it yours or your father's?
It's mine. You're correct. So,
exactly.
So you think I can, so it's okay for me to continue to love my stepmother then?
Absolutely. That's what's commanded in the Bible, is we are to love our neighbor. And she would be your neighbor.
Okay, so you know, kind of like that, so I can give her the same type of love I used to give her then. It acts like nothing ever happened. Okay. Well, I mean, she always enjoyed it, so I don't see why, you know, it would be any different. You know, maybe I'll give her a shout later this afternoon and see if we can, you know, hook up or something. You know, Mr. Kent, I'm so glad you clarified it's okay for me to bang my stepmom. You know, thank you so much.
Well, that's not what I said, but anyway, you can take it whatever way you want. That word
just
does not come out of my mouth.
You told me it was okay. I can love my stepmom. The Bible states I can love my stepmom. You just told me that.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I can make love to my stepmom. Yes, you just told me.
Oh, my goodness. If you guys are going to twist my words, I'm going to shut up.
You told me it was so it's not okay. So now you're telling me it's not okay. I'm so confused here. That's why I called in, is to get some advice.
Yeah, this is not okay to want to bang your stepmom. It's okay to love your stepmom, but not in a sexual manner.
But I already have, so Kent. We stopped for a while because it caused some problems, and, you know, Kent's saying it's okay for me to try again. I'm going to shoot her a text right now, actually.
I don't think we should have sexual relationships with our step parents. Okay.
Well, she's not blood. She's not blood though, Ken. It doesn't matter.
But she's in the form of a mother.
I know she. Yeah. She could be my mommy any day. Let me tell you. Kent, I want to thank you, though, for your advice. I just did send her a text message, and we're going to be seeing each other later tonight. Thank you so much for all your help, Kent.
Okay. All right. Well, we got some more callers here. Let's bring on 111, see what they got to say. 111. Okay. Nonsense callers. Right out of 111. Okay. Try another
1-1. Oh, Ashley. Okay, nothing but nonsense calls.
Let's try 213.
213,
hello,
are you? Hello, this is
Pastor
Cholo. Hey, what's up? Hello. Hello, yeah, I'm here for the church of I'm a pastor by year. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was listening to the school. too far away. You couldn't really hear. But I'd like to say you got any more calls.
Well, that's good. All righty. We got another 111 caller. Let's bring him on and see what he's got to say. 111, you're on the air.
Good evening. This is Pants Pooper.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Pants Pooper.
I'm doing very well.
How are you?
Hi, Jeff. Go ahead, Pastor Cello.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you have any other callers. I'd like to be able to chime in every once in a while.
You know, I got them all so far.
Oh, okay.
I got some 111 calls. They haven't pressed the one key. But, as soon as they do, I'll pick them up.
Okay. So the topic was godly love, right?
Yeah, very godly.
Well, that is Eagles love and radio love and show love. Okay? And it was a topic on love.
Okay. Well, I was listening to Kent's show yesterday, and a person called in about dating a person with disability. And I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on that, Pastor Kent.
Dating people with disability? I see nothing wrong with that, you know? I mean, you know, people, whether they have disabilities or not.
This gentleman wanted to date another gentleman who had Down syndrome, and one of the things that was brought up is trying to determine the mental age of the person with Down syndrome. How do you think you'd go about doing something like that?
I really don't know. I don't know. I guess that would be on an individual basis.
I believe what was told to him is that he should, the person who wants to date the person with Down syndrome should be consulting like a doctor, like a psychiatrist or something of that nature to kind of tell him what the age, mental age of this person with Down syndrome is.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah, I mean, you don't want to get in on a borderline of being pedophiliac.
Oh, no, they're both like 30 years old is what they were saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm kind of curious to some of the other people on the call's opinion is on this.
Yeah, okay. We'll get other colors on it, okay? What do you all think about this, Pastor Leroy, Pastor Kent, Cobra Jeff, or what do you all think?
Yep, so I'm going to take it here, okay?
Okay, let's bring on 909, okay? 909, who would I have?
Orale, it's Beanie.
Hey, Beanie, how you doing?
All right, man, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
All right, man. Yeah, it kind of sounded like Pastor Kent was, you know that dude Kenny from South Park?
Yeah.
You know how he talks like, mmm, 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 like that? That's what it sounded like. You know, it was like too far away. Like the one guy said on the chat room. Who was that? Pastor Sherman or Sherwood?
Sherwood. Yeah, he's gone now.
Oh, he's gone?
Yeah, he left. He left the conversation.
Too far away. But anyway, how's everybody? Hello?
I'm good.
Hello?
Hi.
Everybody?
How's everybody? Good?
Bueno? I hope so.
Is there like a time delay? Any more callers?
Hey, this is Leroy Jackson, man, pastor from the Bronx, man.
Hey, how you doing, Leroy?
Look, man, I've been sitting on the side here for about 40 minutes, man. Pastor Kent, I got to tell you, Pastor Kent, I was listening to you earlier, Pastor Kent, and I think you're on maybe 20 minutes or something, but hey, let me tell you, I think I heard maybe 4 words, man, out of everything you said, man. You were muffled, sounded like you were in a cave or something, man. What's up with that?
That was strange. I heard him.
Is he still on, Pastor Kent?
Yes, for now.
Okay.
Patrick Kent, are you there?
Come on here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there he is. All right. Well, we'll see. We got some more callers here. Let's try to take some callers.
1-1-1.
Hey. Mercy. Well, yeah, that was a ridiculous call. Let's try another one. Oh, guy. That's right. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Ashley!
Where are you?
Ashley!
Yeah, okay, that was not Ashley.
Hi, how's it going tonight? This is the real Ashley. Hi. Hello, Pastor.
Hi. Bye. Okay. All right, that wasn't Ashley. Okay. Excuse me, y'all.
What the hell was that?
Oh, sorry about that. Well, anyway, let's get into the prophetic word for today. Wait a minute, let's not do that yet, okay? Well, we haven't done an altar call today. Let's do an altar call. Yeah, I just thought about it. We haven't done an altar call. Let's see if we can bring somebody to come to know Jesus Christ. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you get a chance to right now. All you got to simply do is say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. And no longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, you need to confess it with your mouth, and you need to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can let us know you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty, well, let's take another call here, 909, you're on
air. That's me again. I got cut off. I don't know why.
Oh, okay, sorry about that, B. I don't know what happened.
All right. That's good. Good.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Hey, is Cobra Jeff still there?
No, he hung up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, anybody got anything else they want to add to the conversation today? Pastor Kent, Pastor Lewis? Thank you for showing up. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama, Johnny Longfeather, Mad Mark, Obese Charles. We're going to keep you in our prayers. Amen. God bless you all. Have a great night. Bye-bye.